Hello and welcome to the Walkie Talkie Tour of Geneva. I'm Ben Silburn, your tour guide today, except I'm better than your average tour guide for the simple reason that you are the one in control. You can start the tour whenever suits you, walk at your own pace, take a break, follow a detour, or repeat sections you didn't catch the first time. Whatever you like, it's your tour. And I won't even ask you for a tip at the end. How about that? The starting point for this tour is the small park along the Quai de Mont Blanc. The park contains several interesting statues and it's located along the banks of Lake Geneva. Make your way there now if you're not there already to start the tour. Otherwise, if you are ready, keep listening as we now begin our tour of Geneva. The city of Geneva is often referred to as the world's biggest little city, perhaps for the fact that it's an international crossroads that manages to combine the very best from all around the world in such a quaint and beautiful setting. The city was originally founded in 58 BC, and it was an important trading town during the Middle Ages. In the mid-1600s, the city became a major refuge for persecuted Protestants during the Thirty Years' War between Protestants and Catholics, earning it the nickname the Protestant Rome. In 1814, Geneva joined the Confederation of Switzerland, and a few years later, Henri Dunant founded the Red Cross here, laying the groundwork for Geneva's reputation as an international champion for human rights. The first convening of the League of Nations took place here in 1920, and today international banking and international relations, as well as fine craftsmanship, make up most of the city's economy. The city now stands at a total population of around 200,000, and it's arguably one of the most lovely in the world. At the heart of the city is the dazzling Lake Geneva, or if you want to sound local, call it Lac Leman. The lake is the largest in Europe and divides the city in half. You're now standing on what's known as the right bank. The crescent-shaped lake was formed by a withdrawing glacier, and it's 73 kilometres long. It's about 45 miles from end to end. The centrepiece of the lakefront is the world's tallest water fountain, the Jet d'Eau. The fountain is located on the opposite side from where you're standing now, and it shoots water 140 metres into the air at a rate of 500 litres of water per second. The fountain was originally constructed in 1881 as a monument to Europe's first hydraulic factory, which helped to make Geneva a leader in the Industrial Revolution. The original factory is now a 985-seat opera house located further down the river. If you look to your left as you face the water, you can see a large jetty sticking out into the lake. This is the Bain de Paquis. The jetty was constructed in 1932, and it's a favourite spot for people watching. The baths are even open in winter, and it contains a Turkish bath, as well as diving boards and a restaurant.